This is Yarra Valley FM at 99.1, the voice of the valley, and here's the voice of the Yarra Rangers Council, Michael Goodrich.
Good afternoon, Greg. Thank you so much, and welcome to Community Connections. My name is Michael Goodrich. I'm from Yarra Rangers Council. I'm the Community Development Officer for the Upper Yarra. What a wonderful job it is. It's been incredible, and I'm very lucky to be able to get out last few weeks and see some great townships through our school holiday program out to Powtown and Warburton and Reefton, some amazing communities out there, and feel very blessed to be able to connect with those communities and individuals and see the amazing country we live in. And today we've got some exciting things to discuss. I've got Sarah Bond from Council here, who's in the sustainability team, talking about an upcoming conference that Council is running around sustainability for educators for early years and up to high school. We're also talking about the launch of the Valley Market now in Warburton, who will be coming up this Saturday for the first one of the season. And lastly, we have Woody from Woody's World, who's starting some UK programs in Koha Cafe on a Thursday afternoon for the primary school age and high school students as well. So some great guests lined up today. But first off, Sarah, how are you? Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. It's good to be here. How are you?
Yeah, good, good. For those listening at home, to be here means we're all still on our online platform. So we're not in sight here at Woori with Greg. We're actually at home. I'm sitting in my home office in the garage currently, just nice outside. And Sarah, where are you joining us from?
I'm in Lilydale today, actually, in my home office with all of my, you know, wonderful things around me, my pets and stuff. It's quite a very different office environment, I think, than, you know, what was this time last year.
Very much so, yes. As I said, you're in the sustainability team. How did you get involved in sustainability? Where's your passion come from?
Oh, good question. So I actually started out as a high school teacher. So I am used to teach biology and chemistry, and I found I had more of a passion in sustainability than I did in a classroom. So I followed that into doing education programs for schools with community groups. So I then actually got work at local government doing a very similar thing and ended up here. So I'm the Eastern Alliance for Sustainable Learning Coordinator. So I actually work with five councils, Yarra Rangers being my host council. And the event that we put on is an annual event that the Alliance organises for the five council regions. And it's for, as you said earlier, it's for teachers in schools and early years, but also community educators. We don't want to count them out because they often can play a big role in sustainability as well.
And can you give us an example of what you mean by a community educator?
Also, I mean, there's people in community groups, for example, friends groups and things like that, that might run cleanup days with primary schools or secondary schools. There's a lot of groups that will do excursions or camps. There's so many different types out there. It's actually hard to sort of, I just generally broadly say community groups that do education because that covers all manner of things.
Yeah, excellent. So, yeah, it's just not for teachers itself, like it's in the high schools and primary schools. It could be if you're in the community and you're involved in sustainability and teaching people and teaching young people about sustainability, this could be for you as well.
Yeah. And we are nutting out the final workshops that we're having in the day, but I will say that the messages of the whole day relate to everyone. It's not just for our teachers, but we do try to tailor our sessions for them. But for example, at last year's conference, we ran sessions on grant writing and collaborating and things like that. So don't feel like you can't come if you're not a teacher in a school or an early years centre.
Excellent. Oh, good, good. So you can, yeah, if you're just passionate about it and you really want to learn more.
Yeah. Well, and I will say it's online, so you don't even feel like you need to go anywhere. So it's we're going to give people a sense of place. If you're happy for me to talk about it, I'm really excited to share how we're doing the day. Mm-hmm. We're going to have our MC sort of in a location, and that's where we're going to be live filming as if we were having a broadcast with a news show kind of thing. And she's going to be talking to our attendees, but we're also going to have our keynote, Dr. Carl, do a Q&A with her. and we're going to have a panel session in the afternoon where guests are actually on stage with her so that people can still feel like they're at a place and being part of the day.
Yeah, fantastic. And Kit, I know, I've heard Dr. Carl, I love him. There's been lots on the radio and read his books, but can you hear people who haven't heard of Dr. Carl? Who is Dr. Carl?
Ah, that is an excellent question. Dr. Carl is actually a acclaimed science communicator. He has done things in the media for over 30 years. He has a regular spot on ABC, I know, because my husband came home and was like, oh, I had this great person on the radio. And the next time we were in the car, he's like, oh, this is the person. I was like, this is the person who's our keynote at the conference. So he often answers a lot of weird and wonderful science questions that people will ring up with. He also talks a lot about climate change, and he's writing a book that is due for release this year on how to talk about climate change.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah, very, very engaging, entertaining person to have as a speaker.
Such a clever man. He just knows so much. It's amazing to listen to him.
And wonderful shirts.
Yeah, oh, fantastic shirts. very colourful. Very memorable.
Yeah. And so, yes, it's Learning for Sustainability Conference. When is it? And how do people get confirmation about it? How to register and the cost and all the details?
Excellent questions. So it's on Friday, the 26th of February. So it's actually about 4 weeks away. I should really know how many days, but it's about then. It's 9 a.m. until 2:30. To get tickets, people can go to the Alliance website, which is www.easl.com.au. And for the full day, if you want to come to everything, a adult full ticket is $28. If there's any tertiary students who are listening, we have tertiary tickets and they are discounted at about half the price. I should be able to tell you what they are off the top of my head, but I can't remember.
The website is www.easl.com.au, so the Eastern Alliance for Sustainability Learning website. That the four councils are hosting and organising this community event.
Yeah, yep, that's it. Which, I mean, there's a whole lot of more exciting things on there. So if you get on there, you can check out other things, but the Alliance conference details are up there and you can access all of the different tickets. Because if you just want to come for the keynote, you can pay just for the keynote. And if you want to come for just a workshop, you can come for just a workshop.
Fantastic. So really, yeah, that's great to see that if you don't want to be at the whole workshop, you just got one thing that really interests you, you can jump on and just
come just watch for that. Yeah. Yep.
Fantastic. Yeah. So again, it's Friday the 26th of February, starts at 9 a.m. And to buy tickets at the easl.com.au website. And if you, I think I'm looking at it now, and if you just scroll down a little bit to the bottom of the page, you'll see a link there for the conference as well.
That's it. Yeah. And that takes you through to the page where there's more information.
Beautiful.
And tickets. So, yeah, it's going to be a fantastic day. And the other thing that's beautiful about it being online is that we don't have to base it on the number of seats that we could have people sitting in. So there's going to be lots of people, lots of good questions, and hopefully lots of connections that happen on the day.
Beautiful. It sounds amazing. A great way to start the year for 2021 as well.
Yeah, that's it.
And so what else is happening for this year? When we're just in January, it's our first show for the year. What's happening in the sustainability realm?
Oh, lots of things. I probably should know more about what is happening. I know we've got lots of projects coming on. We're working out what we're going to do with our event delivery this year, because obviously we were online only last year, but I'm imagining that we might be able to start holding a few more small in-person events. So we're going to look at tying those in with other teams and see what we can help deliver. But otherwise, there's lots of things happening in the gardening realm with the Gardens for Harvest, which is available through the Yarra Ranges Council website. I've personally been to a number of the sessions last year. There was one on citrus trees. There was one on growing tomatoes. There's been a great number of sessions with that. So if anybody's interested in doing some more gardening at home and wants to find some more support, you can register for that program there. And also there's a really great booklet that you can have mailed to you, which has lots of tips for setting up your own garden at home.
Yeah, fantastic. So if you want to find out more information, go to the council website, yarrangers.vic.gov.au. And if you just search sustainability, you'll come to the sustainability communities page, and all there has information around your gardens for harvest, your how to be sustainable at home, sustainable at schools, the sustainable business, gardens for wildlife, friends of communities, healthy pathways, and links to all the environmental events and webinars as well. So all the information there for you to collect for that's run by community and also by council as well.
Yeah, it's a great resource. And I will say, I think there's recordings on that website in the environmental webinars that were run last year. So if you are from a school or an early years or wanting to know more about some of the sessions that were run, you can go and watch them. So they're there forever.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Sarah, for coming today. And again, those details for the conference is the Learning for Sustainability Conference for all educators or those who are passionate about educating. It is www.easl.com.au. And it is, the Friday, the 26th of February at 9 a.m.
9 a.m. That's it. And come and join us for what's going to be a fantastic event. And who doesn't want to hear from Dr. Carl, let's be honest.
Exactly. Maybe find your brightest shirt in your cupboard and join
us. That's right.
Along.
Yes. Yes. I was actually hoping that us who are going to be there in person could do the same.
I reckon you should, definitely.
That's a challenge. Yeah, okay. Beautiful. All right.
Thank you so much.
I'll be there in 2 minutes.
So we're going to break now for a song. We'll come back with Leanne and Melanie to talk about the value markets.
Beautiful. Thank you for that.
You are listening to Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley.
Sweet sugar candy man. I met him out for dinner on a Friday night. He really had me working up an appetite. He had tattoos up and down his arm. It's nothing more dangerous than a boy with charm. He's a one-stop shop, makes the panties dry. He's a sweet, like a sugar-coated candy.
Candy man.
welcome back to Yarra Valley FM. This is Michael Goodrich from Yarra Renters Council, and you're listening to the Mini Connection Show. It's first one for the year. And so first off, we had Sarah Bond talking about the online event, the Learning for Sustainability Conference on the Friday, the 26th of February. So again, if you want to get your tickets for that, go to www.easl.com.au, or you go to the council website and just search Learning for Sustainability and you get the links there as well. Next guests are Melanie and Leanne from the Valley Market. Hello, Melanie. Hello, Leanne. Welcome.
Hello, Michael.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Going well. I'm actually comfy in the chair now, which is very nice. I'm sitting outside, but for those who are listening at home, tell us whereabouts you are right now.
Well, we're currently sitting in the car park at Yarra Junction Parklands. While my daughter is playing in the park, so I can be uninterrupted for 10 minutes because I've just picked her up from school and we've ran the meet on the phone to join you.
Yeah, beautiful. A very busy life you both lead.
Yes, so we've come from different directions and we've met in the car park and we're sitting in the van and you know, we're pulling it off. It's happening.
Yeah, you've done it. You've made it in time.
We're organised for the meet, for the market though, don't worry.
Absolutely, absolutely. And so, yes, Valley Market. Tell us about it. This is obviously the markets and some projects been running for many years, but Valley Markets is a revised and new look. Tell us about it.
Well, the Valley Market, we've actually got the Valley Markets. So we've combined two separate markets. It's kind of a whole bunch of markets rolled into one or into two, actually. So it might be a bit confusing, but we've rebranded the Warburton Summer Produce Market, which ran throughout summer. And instead of just running like nine markets over summer, we're running 11 markets throughout the whole year, being the first Sunday of the month in Warburton, in the same place as the Warburton Summer Produce Market. So behind the Warburton Arts Centre along the Yarra River, with the Warburton Summer Produce Market feel with live music and lots of various stalls, lots of art, craft, produce, and so on. Hmm. And so that's the Valley Market Warburton. And then we also run the Valley Market ECOS, which is at Yarra Valley ECOS in Wesburn every Friday, which is mainly focused on local produce.
Beautiful, fresh, lovely local produce and some chocolate as well. Another produce there, lots of options there for families. And so for those who haven't been to the Warburton Market before, yeah, at the back of the Arts Centre there, beautiful venue there you have along the on Thomas Avenue, looking over the Yarra River. And again, because this is a new endeavour to run the markets throughout the whole year now, so not just in summer, but throughout all the summer, all the months in the year. So this is the first one for the year. And so people come down this Sunday from 11 till 3 o'clock. What will they see?
What will you see?
I mean, at 11, all the stalls will be set up, and we've definitely got quite a few. And I know that, you know, it will grow as time goes on and the word gets out that there's a pretty amazing market on every month. But then at midday, we start with the live music.
And we have Jada, who is Woody's daughter, who's coming up next, performing at 12 o'clock. And then from 1 o'clock till 3, we have amazing Dr. Jazz, which is a five-piece jazz band, and they are incredible.
And if you just want to come for that, mate, that would just be an incredible treat to dance and just be filled with the incredible music they put out. I mean, that alone is an amazing draw card. But you know, and then whilst you're there, you know, you can have some lunch and do a bit of shopping and get some local treats to take home. So it's a really good day.
Yeah, it's incredible. It's imagining sitting down this Sunday, hopping down to Warburton and then walking down to Thomas Avenue, and there's some beautiful live music. You can dip your feet in the Yarra, get a bite to eat. Amazing place and incredible music. And not just one little set, but a couple of sets there. People sit down and really have a great picnic and just spend time with their family and their community.
Yep, and there's going to be Babaji's Indian food coming from Belgrave, which I'm really looking forward to.
Mm. Yeah, and so what else? There's got some lovely Indian food. And what else could I get for lunch today, this weekend?
Well, the Indian is the main food stall that's locked in. We also want to support all the local cafes and that.
Yes, absolutely.
That are in Warburton, so we don't want to have too much food for competition. But so we've got the Indian food, but then there'll also be like fruit ice cream, yummy strawberries and other fruit, and you can also get some fresh veg and wine. There'll be pottery and art and craft. There'll be massage. Yeah, and I think there's going to be blueberry trees. There's have your feel cleaning products, feel good bulk foods, beeswax wraps, and more. That's just a few off the top of my head.
That is an incredible mix of things, especially the fruit ice cream, which sounds like this is the ice cream that goes through. It's this frozen fruit that goes through the a bit of a juice or a mincer, and it comes out and just tastes incredible.
It's a healthy ice cream option for the children.
Yeah, I've had one before at home. It's just you wouldn't believe it's just fruit, but it tastes just amazing.
Strawberry and banana normally.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, and mango. Mangoes are very good if you can get mango in season. Wonderful. And so this weekend, so this Sunday is the market center walk center, but this Friday down at ECOS as well.
The market's there. 3:30
till 6:00. 3 till 6. It'll be a very busy weekend for you guys.
Yes. Very busy. I mean, ECOS for a while now, but we are very excited about the Warburton, the Valley Market Warburton, because it's our first launch of this new type of market that we're doing. And we just want everybody to come down and check it out, and, you know, visitors and locals and passerbyers, so that they know that, you know, this is something they can look forward to every month now for the rest of the year.
Yep, it is just incredible that you'll be able to, you've done all this hard work to make this happen and to have a market available throughout the whole year, not just months, but all through winter and autumn, to have this monthly market is going to be a great change for people to really start to connect throughout the whole year, and a place to really gather and see family and friends, and again, and also support local businesses.
Yes, very much. That's right. And a lot of these storeholders, you know, haven't been allowed to have markets for a whole year, pretty much. So, yeah, like we've been able to continue with the produce market at ECOS because it was essential food, but like all the craft stalls and stuff haven't been able to operate at all. So this is a great opportunity for them to get out and sell to the public in busy Warburton.
Yep.
And certainly all the musicians. Yeah, all our musicians who haven't been able to perform at their gigs that they would normally have had lined up. And so we're just, you know, trying to create opportunities for them to get booked up as well, so that we've got different performers on every month.
And this is also a good opportunity to mention our sponsors, because we couldn't do it without Yarra Rangers Council and also Upper Yarra Community Bank, who is sponsoring the stage, so we can pay the wonderful performers.
Yes, it's a great initiative there as well, that you actually are paying performers. They're not busking there. They are paid artists, as we all hopefully can be, in regards to they have got some amazing skills to share and are recognised with a pay as well. And if people are thinking about who are entertainers or who are thinking about doing a stall, how can they contact you to talk?
They can go to the Valley Market website. So it's www.valleymarket.com.au. And, there's contacts through that, emails, and there's a stall application you can find. If you go to stalls, you'll find that there's two different stall applications, one for the ECOS market and one for the Warby market. So it should be pretty simple to navigate.
It's actually pretty simple, because I did it last night. It took me 5 minutes, and it all flowed really well. So it's very well presented and user friendly.
Yeah, fantastic. So yeah, if you're thinking about starting a stall, you've got an idea, or this is the chance for you to have a look on the line there and get the information and have a go. Or if you're a muso and you want to try out and start performing, another chance for you as well. Thank you so much, Melanie and Leanne.
You're welcome. Thanks for having us. Can I just mention, because we've got two more months booked in for musicians. So in March, on the 7th of March, which will be our second market, we've got Coffee Kumpe and African performers coming out. So we'll have Yarra Valley drummers and African ensemble. Mm-hmm. So it's a bit of an African theme. I might try and get some African food stalls for that one.
Mm.
And just to segue for your next guest, for Easter market, so the Valley Market will be on the Easter long weekend, we have Woody and Woody's World.
Fantastic. And Woody is our next guest as well. Thank you so much. So this Friday, Ecos Market, come down and get your fresh produce. And then on the Sunday, Thomas Avenue, back of the Arts Centre, come down, enjoy some beautiful live music, some food, and stay connected.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you, Michael.
Thank you so much. So we'll shoot to a song now, and we'll come back with our guest, Woody.
You're listening to Yarra Valley FM 99.1, your local community radio station.
Talk to me, did I grow up according to plan? And do you think I'm wasting my time doing things I wanna do? But it hurts when you disapprove all along. And now I try hard to make it, I just wanna make you. Nothing lasts forever. I'm sorry, I can't be perfect. Now it's just too late, and we can't go back. I'm sorry, I can't be perfect. About the pain I feel inside. Did you know you used to be my hero? All the days you spent with me now seem so far away, and it feels like you don't care anymore. And now I try hard to make it, I just wanna make you proud. Nothing lasts forever. I'm sorry, I can't be perfect. Now it's just too late, and we can't go back. I'm sorry, I can't be perfect. Talk to you, but you don't understand.
music to keep you going through the day with the new sound of the Yarra Valley. Yarra Valley FM 99.1.
And welcome back. We have our final guest here today with us, Woody. Good afternoon, Woody. How are you?
Hey, Michael. Good, thank you. Yes, how's it going?
Yeah, good, good. Now, we're saying we're all actually obviously live now, but all not in the studio, but at home or elsewhere. Whereabouts are you joining us from?
From Warburton, from my little place on the side of the hill, where I spend most of my time trying to retain the hillside. It's all good, though.
Yeah, what a place to live.
Yeah, beautiful, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so, Woody, we talk about the Ute Club that is starting up in a couple of weeks' time. But tell us a bit more about yourself. I mean, who are you? If you haven't heard of you, and how do you spend your time?
I am Woody. I'm a local. I've been in the Warburton Valley for initially a couple of years in Don Valley, and then up here in Warburton for I guess it's about 20 years now.
Almost so local.
Yeah, I think it's 25 years in your local, so I just got five to go. Okay. So, I've been a teacher at a local school for 18 years and just finished up there, running school camps and doing some classroom stuff and music stuff. And, yeah, I'm doing children's music for a few years, and more recently, well, I've been doing children's music for about 5 or 6 years and touring shows, and we had a family band with my kids and all that. It's all sort of kids' music and a few albums and things like that. And the last 2 or 3 years I've been developing my ukulele school and done some local stuff, but I've done mostly stuff online and a mobile ukulele school. So we have up to 100 ukes and we tour them around the country. So I lost count at about 5,000, but I think we're about 7,000 kids that we've taught to play ukulele in our beginner classes and stuff.
That is incredible.
Yeah, a lot of fun. And, yeah, so that's my little segue into what I'm here to talk about, which is my ukulele club. So I've got two clubs that are going to be happening in Warburton at the Warburton Community Space, which is Koha. Yeah, you might even know some of the details about that, but I know that they're starting up again for the year on Thursday and about 6 o'clock or 6.30, I think it's 6 o'clock, they have their dinner, their community dinners, and people go there and gather and chat and eat. They've got a new chef, I believe. But prior to that, or either side of that, I'm going to be doing the children's club from about 4 p.m. Every second Thursday. And then the adults class afterwards at about 7:30, 8 p.m. So I'm real excited about it, and I'd love people to come down and borrow a uke and come and try and have some fun.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah, so Koha is a grand opening for the year for 2021 this Thursday at 6 o'clock for the grand opening, which is fantastic. So come down to Koha and enjoy a meal. They've been doing incredible work last year providing meals, takeaway meals, but hooray, things are looking better this year, and so they have to do actual sit-down meals in the beautiful Warburton Seniors Hall there, which is their new home. And if you come along now, you'll be hearing some lovely uke music in the background.
Yeah. No, excited. So I've got my a little part of my mobile school that I'll bring down a bit of the set, and I think we're going to set that up on the stage, and it'll just be very informal initially. This Thursday and the next, I've got a come and try session. So it's literally just come, have a chat, grab a uke, and we'll just see where everyone's at and if they're beginners or they played a bit, and particularly with the kids, how old they are as well makes a big difference. I find if they're it doesn't really work for under eight. If they're in sort of year two and upwards, particularly year four, five, six is a great age to start playing an instrument, start playing the ukulele. Definitely can spruik the value of the instrument itself because it's really versatile, it's cheap, it's portable, it's accessible. And, yeah, you can just play everything from sort of little melodies and ensemble playing to having a group sing, writing your own songs. So, yeah, perfect instrument to start kids off with their musical journey.
Yeah, and good point too. Like it's such a universal, easy, mobile instrument to start off with. And what age were you when you first picked up your first uke?
Oh, well, it actually wasn't till I was a lot older. I mean, I must have picked one up in the past because it's really transferable from the guitar. In fact, I would say it's a good intro to the guitar, but I did it in reverse. So, yeah, my dad's a musician and has been for 50 years as a professional. And when I was about 10-ish, I joined his little guitar group. And there was about six of us kids or a few more, and learned guitar and played that for many years and diversified to things like the banjo and double bass and stuff like that. And then I was recording my debut children's album, and I got a ukulele from the cafe in Yarra Junction that was sitting there, and it had a string missing, and the owner was like, "Oh, just take it." And I was like, "Oh, this would be good." So I got a string and ended up writing a few extra songs, and the ukulele ended up all over the album.
That's incredible. So this three-string gig came along and said hello. And
yeah. And it's such a kid-friendly, it's a typical children-friendly sort of sound, so it lends itself to children's music. Yeah, so that was about 5 years ago, and then I was like, oh, it's like the finger shapes are the same as a guitar. It is a different chord, but yeah. So I realised I could play it straight away.
Yeah, that's amazing. So yeah, if you know a child, or you're a parent or care of a child who's around 8 years or so and up, it's a great little instrument to start off with because it's really affordable and much easier to learn than the guitar or elsewhere. So it's a great starting point to start off learning music, or just you can stick with it like you do.
Yeah. And I'm going to be going right back to the beginning with the classes. So it's like, obviously you need to assess where everyone might be at, but if it's sort of like, this is how you hold it, this is good posture and all that stuff, but then I really want to get children playing pretty quickly and learning all musical ideas from sort of improvisation kind of things to songs with chords and some melody and rhythmic stuff. And then the aim, once we're feeling confident, will be to have some community performances. So to turn the group, all those that want to, into a little performance ensemble. So I've already booked in, as with your previous guests who run the market. Yes, it's a small town, everyone knows everyone. Yeah. I'm going to be playing on Easter Sunday, so that's already going to be the first performance outcome for our little uke group that meets on every second Thursday at Koha.
Yeah, fantastic. It sounds like a really exciting opportunity for anybody who's young, who wants to learn a uke and get involved, but also, yeah, come down and be in Koha and enjoy a meal and get your kids into music. It's an incredible activity and way to connect with people and connect with yourself and the environment as well.
Yep. And then I'm not sure how much time we got, but I mentioned the adults class that's starting at 8, so I've never actually taught adults before, but I think in some ways it'll be easier, but it'll be the same kind of thing starting at the beginning. And if there's some experienced players, well, my plan would be to actually have, while the dinner's still finishing Koha, have a little kind of thing for the beginner people. But then turn that into a bit of a play-along group, a bit of a sing-along, and again, have some performance outcomes within the community. So, if you've never played music or you do play the ukulele, the idea is to meet everyone's needs and also just have a fun, connect, post-COVID, all that kind of stuff. So, 7:30, 8 o'clock start, definitely sort of done by 9 every second Thursday.
Yeah, fantastic. That's sounds amazing. Now, if people want to find out more, they obviously go down to Koha, but where else can they find some information online?
It's supported by Yarra Rangers, but there's a small charge. It's like $5 per session for kids, or even, I think, and they can book online through Eventbrite. So, I think if they go to Eventbrite, which is Eventbrite, B-R-I-T-E, and type in Upper Yarra Ukulele Club, that's the name of the kids one, and the adults one is called the Warburton Ukulele Collective. So, yeah, they're both on there, but I've got a little website which I've put links onto as well. Also on my Instagram, Woody's World, you can look up that kind of stuff, and I think you might even send it out in the community news.
Yes, I've got a new community newsletter coming out this week as well, so I'll broadcast that as well on that. But, yeah, I think also you have quite an active Facebook page as well. If you want to connect with you on Facebook, they just search Woody's World. I think you're the first hit of it. There's not many Woody's Worlds there. So if you go on Facebook and type in Woody's World, you'll be able to find Woody, and you'll obviously find the links to your shows and also the programs and classes you do as well.
Yes. Facebook, Instagram, and just a general Google search might get you somewhere eventually.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah.
Thank you so much. And last question is, it's curious because obviously you're a great musician. So how did you choose to do a kid's album as your first album, not just a regular album? Why did you choose to teach and target it?
I guess I've been a teacher within primary, and I used to run the school camp, so my default was to sort of have the guitar and do songs around the campfire with the kids in the evenings, and I loved it. I loved sort of entertaining them and coming from a real sort of imaginary place and sort of storytelling and the Australian bush aesthetic. So that sort of stuff is very much in my music. And I was recording an adult's album and a kid's album simultaneously, side by side, and the kid's one just took over and got momentum, and I've never actually finished the adult's one. So it's still sort of sitting there half finished. But no, I just fell into it and haven't looked back, really.
Yeah, fantastic. You're following your passion. Let's see what it takes
to you. Yeah. Life is short. You've got to, you know, especially post-COVID, it's like, you know, what's important? What are your dreams? Just go out and find them and live them, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. So if your dream is to play the uke, you know where to go.
That's right. Come and have some fun.
No excuses.
Yeah,
lovely. Yep. Thank you so much. And I think I saw you have a little uke there with you as well. Do you have a little?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I've got my ukulele.
Send us off in.
Yeah, for sure. I can play a little. Here's one from my second album. It's sort of about the local animals and stuff like that. And it's a duet I do with my daughter. It's on Spotify and the streaming and everything. And maybe I can send it to you. You can play it next episode or something. But I can take you out with this. Hey Cooker, it starts off with the Kookaburras. Hey there, what's the key? That's one. Hey there, Cooker, high up in the tree, singing your song for all the world to see. Hey there, Cooker, what do you say? Are you gonna love the day? Hey, busy bees working in your hive, singing your song so we can thrive. Hey, busy bees, what do you say? Are you gonna laugh all day? Work all day, yeah. Are you gonna work all day? Are you gonna work all day? I think I've got it now, it's been a while. Hercules is lying in the sun, while all around things are getting done. Everything is fine, perfectly okay. Sometimes you've gotta sleep all day. Yeah, a little bit of Hey Cooker with the uke.
Yeah, beautiful. Thank you so much, Woody, for joining us today. And again, this Thursday, Koha Cafe, come down for a little come and try, meet Woody. And also, just search Woody online, Woody's World, and you'll find links there to all his social website and be able to book in and find some information. Really appreciate it. And this is obviously a program that you've got a grant, the Grants for Community through from Council. So this is a Council-sponsored program to support community leaders like yourself to provide community programs, initiatives and events for the community as well.
I definitely want to thank the Yarra Ranges Council for supporting, sort of paying for me to come along and do that and help everyone with the community. And then, any funds raised are going to sort of help with the performance ensemble that we're going to develop throughout 2021.
Yeah, before I'm very excited to keep hearing how it goes, and hopefully when you all got that little collective going and ready to perform, you can come back on air and give us a little radio performance as well.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, we'll be back. I think once everyone gets the taste of performing, we won't be able to stop everyone.
Yeah, absolutely.
Everywhere, we'll be taking over the world.
Thank you so much, Woody, for joining us today. And that's our show for today. We'll join you next month, every first Monday of the month. We'll come along here to talk about what's happening in the community, in the Upper Yarra area. So thank you so much. And again, this is really exciting times now. Things are reopening. We get to go out and about. So, Koha Cafe is happening this week. We've got the markets happening this week out at Warburton. We also have our community houses now opening up as well for community programs. So we have our several community houses who now have our Cuppa and Chats, lots of programs there as well. And Woori have now started again with their online bingo, but also on site as well for programs. And our community house, the community hub in Yarra Junction, having our kids programs there and their Lego and woodcrafting programs as well. So if you want to find out more, go to yarranger.vic.gov.au and find out our events page, but also just search your local community house as well. Thank you so much for joining us today. Hopefully you enjoyed the show and enjoyed the music, and we'll see you again next month.